Bandy, I mean, it's no consolation to you, but there was no difference there. Top of the league, Mosley, you were very unlucky, I thought.
Like you say, we're fourth to bottom there, top. Seven new players in. Some have only met each other this morning. Watcho, we got him from Curzon, 5-11. Liam Ellis from Chadderton, only trained twice this week. But if we play like that every week, then I'm sure we'll climb the table.
I mean, you've been asked this a lot of times, but why have so many players left? I mean, Daryl Mason, very impressive. He's gone off to Ramsbottom.
Again, last year when we were 6th or 7th, no one seemed to pick our players off. Now we're down bottom end of the table. Anyone who seems, and our team seems to have a good game, gets picked off. I say, Fish did well for his Keogh. Some big hitters in here with money. Again, if you're not on contract, put 7 days in and you're gone. It's frustrating, but it's part and parcel of non-league football at this level.
Well, you seem to be doing a pretty good job of filling the places. I mean, Andy Watson's a class player from National League North.
Oh, again, just asked a question to him this morning. He sorted his stuff out with his stepdaughter and he was signed on, done and dusted for 11 o'clock. So, a lot of experience. He's won this league. He won the league above with Flanny. Played here before. Oh, good experience. He had a good partnership today with Tom Dean. DJ at left back, come through from New Mills. I thought it was a good team performance. Just one chance when we scored. I don't think, besides that, Cam Mason's had a shot to save today. So,
did you give him a bit of a rousing team talk, you and Lloyd? Because, I mean, there were some thunderous tackles from Matty Burke, for example. Everybody seemed really up for it.
To be fair, Matty weren't starting. James Blair was starting. And he's come in, done a great job. Again, got a huge bunch of lads now. Got 14 games left, as it is. Everyone's just got to believe in myself and Lloyd and Paul Marshbanks. We'll get the performances out of them now. We've got a younger squad, enthusiasm. It's just good for Mosley, really.
Are you confident you can keep this bunch, or are you always looking over your shoulder?
Well, we'll just have to play behind closed doors. Just joke with Lloyd then. That's as soon as I get home, I'll be on phone again. But it's non-league football. Yeah. You call a few favours off ex-managers or teams you play for, or of teams watched elsewhere, lower league, because, again, most of the teams at North West Counties are big hitters. And, again, Lancaster haven't got the biggest budget, but they're doing a great job there, top of the league.
How much time are you spending on the phone every day at the moment?
Well, you know them cats with the cans on either side. I've got one with two mobile phones going, so there's nothing in there to fizzle out my brain anyway. So, it's not like you've got to just. But someone goes and they're not happy, then, or someone offers more money, it's, like I said at the beginning, it is this level. You find a little diamond, someone's going to come in and take them.
Must be soul destroying, though.
It is, but you know me and Lloyd, we're crackers anyway, so you just got to laugh it off. I think the fans can see what we're trying to do up here. It is tough. It's been tougher since we've been here, but it's when you've been 5th or 6th in league, that's when you expect your players to go, not when you're 4th or 5th on bottom. But again, see.
Do you feel let down at all, or can you understand that they go for more money?
Well, they've all been good servants. Fish nearly 200 odd games, 89 goals. Keogh, captain for the 3 years he's here. They want a fresh challenge. Dave Short left because Fish was on fire. And John Bennett, we brought in a left back while Benno was injured. And Callum Scullion's done really well. So at the time, when Shorty and Benno go, you don't expect them Fish to go. Keogh, and again, like this week, Darmy and Mason. And we lost Logan in Jeff to bad knee injury. Calden Ensign's only just come back. So, and our first team keeper, Nick Bulmer, pulled a thigh muscle. So, Fanny's helped us out there, letting us have camp. So,
Jason Hill went off after about 25 minutes.
He pulled his hamstring. It's been on and off with him. He's trying to get through games. He's away after today anyway for 3 weeks. So, hopefully, give him time to recover then, instead of saying he's fit when he's not. But you can't fault the lads trying to play.
And then coming up, you've got Radcliffe on Tuesday, and then Goole next weekend. Which
is hey, 2 6-pointers.
Yeah.
He's, no way of putting it, you know, you've got, can beat Radcliffe, and can beat Goole. You're into mid-30s, then 35 points. Goole, I don't know how they got on today. You're looking for 15, 16 points, 11 games to go. So we've got to play like we did today for 96 minutes. How long the ref wants to put on, we've just got to show that desire and passion.
Great, sir.